Yes, hi folks, Pilgrim Chris, and I'm just about to enter my workplace this morning. And I've just been listening to two boos this morning, one from the Colgan and a response boo to that boo from Paul Amarni, Amarni Blanc. And I think we're overcomplicating the comments debate to a degree. Audio boo are never going to implement part of the commenting systems that we're talking about. Certainly not in the short to mid-term future. It's not going to happen. So, in one respect, we could leave the debate alone. However, that's not what I'm booing about. Matt's talking about this ability to comment at a point in the audio boo. Listen to an audio boo when there's something you want to comment on, you can comment on it. Somehow it's time-stamped at that point of the audio boo. You can carry on listening to the audio boo, make another comment at another point in the boo if you wish. And yes, Mac, I totally agree with you. Far too complicated. And even having the McColgan button that Paul talks about. I can't see that as an option because it's a feature. If we want to use it, we can use it or not use it. I don't think there needs to be an on and off button. We just don't use it if we don't want to use it. But I have been thinking about commenting quite a bit recently because I've been talking to other people about various audio apps. People have been DMing me on Audioboo, G-plussing me privately, just generally getting in contact with me over audio in general. And I've been having a good think about commenting. And one of the things I think is, and it's not a change of heart here, but there's a problem. We have a commenting feature, albeit basic, within Audioboo. We can leave a comment on the website, and that's that. We can't do it in the app. The only thing I would like to see is the same ability within the mobile apps, and those comments can be viewed by anyone who's listening to that particular audio boo. So, and I think that's what we're all talking about, that we would like as a basic function. However, what I have noticed is we can leave comments, but how often are those comments followed up and developed into a thread within the commenting section? So here I am recording an audio boo. You're welcome to leave a comment on audio boo website. If we had the app, you'd be able to leave it in the app. But how many people are actually developing a conversation by the existing commenting system? And there are other audio apps that have this facility. And I've been looking at those too and realizing that the actual developing of a conversation is not as easy as you think, or at least it's not as prolific as you think. The odd comment may be left, and that's it. That's then a dead conversation. How we tend to keep it alive on Audioboo is by the painful method of making an audio and sending it out there publicly and keeping that debate going, and hopefully people will listen. But as Paul says, and we all know, it's rather fragmented. It's not, it doesn't flow well. You can't link a comment, an audio comment, to another audio comment easily. So I think what we need to think about is, how often do we make a comment at the moment? How often do we use a commenting feature within Audioboo at the moment? How often do we leave a comment on somebody's boo, on the website, in the little comments box? How often then does the author of the boo get back on that? How often do other people engage in that? It doesn't happen as often as, well, as often as I thought it might. I've been looking, my own boos, other people's boos, and just looking at the comment strings, and they're quite empty, quite short. You get the exceptions, of course, but generally speaking. Now, having commenting in app for us app users would be handy, especially if you're looking at the app, you can see the comment straight away, and it might encourage you, for people like me who use mobile phones primarily, it might encourage us to comment. Certainly going to the website doesn't encourage me to comment at all. I did leave a comment this morning on somebody's boo, and I had to go into the website on my mobile phone browser to do that, which isn't bad, but like we say, it's not what we're looking for. So commenting, are we going to use this feature? This is the point. Are we actually going to use it? Do we use it enough now? Are we using the existing commenting feature? Now, I wouldn't like an audio commenting feature. I'm not keen on that. Audioboo do it. You're allowed to leave comments via audio on the website, and it's not used very often. And the problem with this is that it can be very long-winded. When we talk, we can get carried away with ourselves, as I do now. We can talk, and we can make that response another 10 minutes of listening for anybody. the author would listen to it, anybody else interested in the thread would listen to it. I'm happy enough personally to have a commenting system, text commenting system within an app for a boot. We can tag people that we want to be interested in that in the commenting system, so they're notified that there's a comment and they're tagged in it. So Max talking about this commenting system, I could go in, leave a comment. If I think Paul or Simon or Phil or anybody might be interested in that, I can tag their name into my comments, pull them in so they can look at the thread, and if they want to join in the conversation, they can. I think that's a very simple solution. I don't want it to get overcomplicated, personally, and it won't ever get overcomplicated. It's not something that's ever going to happen. So, you know, I don't think we have to worry about that. And I can't promise it's not going to happen. I don't know all the ins and outs of Audio Boost, future projects, business plan. But I'm fairly confident it's not going to happen. And even having a basic commenting system in app, just a verbal text commenting system in app, is going to take some time. But no, let's keep it simple, in my opinion. Let's just have a, if we're going to have a commenting system, let's have a text commenting system. Some people say it defeats the point of audio, but then audio can go on and on and on and ramble. So I wouldn't like, you know, 30 people leaving a 20-minute audio response to a comment of mine, because, you know, you've taken up a few hours of time listening before you can respond. So simple text, that would be great for me. Just my thoughts, and I'm going to work now. Bye!